Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Lucy Sherratt. She works in Ottawa as a coordinator of the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network. And in Halifax, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency had announced the discovery of unapproved genetically modified wheat in a farm near Alberta. Can you tell us about what happened there, Lucy?
Yes. So just a week ago, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency announced that there were some genetically modified wheat plants found in Alberta. Now, they said there were just a few plants, and they were found actually in 2017. They were found on a road in southern Alberta. The problem with that is that no genetically modified wheat has been approved in Canada for safe eating or for commercial growing, and in fact, no genetically modified wheat has been approved by any government in the world. So what that means is when the genetically modified wheat plants were found, those wheat plants are illegal. The use of that genetically modified trait in wheat is illegal. And Canada produces a lot of wheat for export. If that contamination reaches into the food system and into our export market, that actually means that other countries cannot accept Canadian wheat. So it's a very serious issue, including because it's not approved for safe eating, and if it's in the food system, that's potentially a health risk. But as it happens, the CFIA, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, has said that this is an isolated incident. It appears to be an isolated incident, and there's a few technical reasons why that should be the case. If it's not the case, Japan and South Korea are testing the imports from Canada right now, or they will be in a couple of weeks. And if there is contamination in a food system, they will find it. This is unlikely. Instead, what we're likely to see is this is an isolated contamination incident, but it's very worrisome, even if it's isolated, because the Canadian government has finished an investigation into the cause of contamination and could not find a cause.
So we don't know how or why they got there.
We don't know how or why those genetically modified wheat plants appeared 17 years after the last field test for that particular GM wheat. And the Canadian government has no answers. And so it's possible we might see this again, hopefully not, because it's a huge threat to Canadian farmers and to the Canadian farm economy. And this is why groups, including the National Farmers Union, have been very concerned about field testing of genetically modified crops, including wheat. We know that there's a risk of contamination. These are living, modified organisms. If we release them into the environment, even if they're in, quote, contained field trials, there is a risk that they will spread around by seed or pollen. We have very little control over these living organisms, and this is confirmed again and again.
Mm. How did they deal with the plants that they found?
The government found the plants. What happened was somebody sprayed a herbicide on the road and found that these particular plants did not die. So they were glyphosate-resistant plants. This was reported to the Alberta government. Uh-huh. The Alberta government then reported it to the federal government. And so the federal government, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, did a number of investigations at that site, including increasing a radius of investigation. And they found very few genetically modified plants. So they were able to say that the farm next to the road was not contaminated. And because of the character of this particular wheat, they know that it's not in the food system, or certainly they'll be able to trace it really well. It's not a variety of wheat that the government can actually identify, which adds to the mystery, but it actually means that there's less of a likelihood that it's actually in the food system. They identified the genetically modified trait, but can't really say what the wheat plant itself is, where it came from.
Okay. And our wheat crops are still very, very big for Canada. Across the prairies, isn't it like $10 or $11 billion a year just in the wheat crops?
That's right. It's a major part of the Canadian farm economy.
Mm-hmm. And do you foresee genetically modified wheat in the future being sold in any country? Or is it something that Bayer will just leave alone?
This is a very important question, because in 2004, Monsanto withdrew a request to get its Roundup Ready herbicide-tolerant genetically modified wheat approved. Mm-hmm. And so they did that because farmers and consumers in Canada and the U.S. had protested very loudly, and because the international market was not ready to accept genetically modified wheat. This is still the case. And in fact, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, when it reported on this incident, actually was very clear that there is no market currently, either in Canada or internationally, for GM wheat. However, it has not stopped industry from trying to prepare the way for genetically modified wheat, and it hasn't stopped companies from investing in research. So Monsanto has since started up new research in genetically modified wheat, and we would need to investigate and see what, if any, plans Bayer has for wheat research. Certainly in Australia, the government is interested in genetically modified wheat. So there's all kinds of different interest because wheat is such a major crop. Like corn, canola, and soy, the other big major crops include wheat. So if companies can figure out how to genetically engineer a wheat, they have got a huge market for that, especially if they have huge market control.
Uh-huh. Have there been any other genetically modified wheat anywhere in the world? Has it been found growing at all? Or this is just so unique, finding it in southern Alberta?
It's the first time that genetically modified wheat contamination has been found in Canada, but there's actually been three incidents of GM wheat contamination in the United States. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency was able to say that the contamination in the States is not the same GM wheat that was found in Canada, which raises the question again of, well, how did it get there? But it also, what happened in 2013 with the first of these three contamination incidents in the U.S. is exactly what's happening in Canada, where Japan and South Korea have suspended their imports of GM wheat, of Canadian wheat, until they can test and make sure there's no GM wheat in those imports.
And it's not even plausible then that genetically modified wheat could have blown over from Montana or something into Canada, because it's not the same.
Yeah, the Canadian government has established that there is no link between the U.S. contamination and U.S. field trials and the Canadian contamination incident. However, they've ruled very little else out. They really don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. And are there any GM crops of besides canola and corn in Canada right now?
The GM crops grown in Canada are canola, soy, sugar beet, which is white sugar beet for sugar processing. So that's canola, corn, soy, sugar beet. And then there's a little bit of GM alfalfa that is being grown in eastern Canada only, and that's alfalfa just for animal feed. And then, of course, on the market, there appear a few other foods just from imports, which is papaya and salmon, and the squash that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And why is canola genetically modified? Is it not hardy enough on its own?
Well, canola was developed in Canada, and there's a little bit of confusion about that. Sometimes terms are used in a fuzzy way, and canola is talked about as if it was created through genetic modification, which is not the case. Canola was developed in Canada, and since then, genetically modified traits have been added to it. It's herbicide-tolerant canola. So the canola that's genetically engineered is genetically engineered to be resistant to herbicides. So that's an additional trait that's added to the canola.
Okay. Oh, you're a wealth of information, Lucy. Thank you so much for all your work, keeping us informed and keeping on top of all this. Was there anything else you'd like to add, or would you want to tell everybody about the website again, or how to get onto the CBAN website and find more information?
Yes, thank you. So we do monitor what's happening in Canada with these genetically engineered foods and crops, where they are, but also what kind of issues they raise. And the website for the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network is cban.ca, that's cban.ca, and people can find a list of genetically modified foods that are sold in Canada at cban.ca/GM foods. And perhaps people might like to know that they can also donate to CBAN.
Okay, thank you very much, Lucy Sherratt. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and we'd like to thank all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.